Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This minute of Skate the Infinity starts with Reki and Lunga reminiscing about the first time Lunga skated.
And ends with a grave erected at the finish line. This is minute 5 of episode 12, Our Infinity.
Our Infinity.
Our Infinity. Our Infinity.
Our
Infinity. Welcome to Infinite Minute, an anime by minute podcast where we talk about Skate the Infinity minute by minute. I'm Jonathan.
I'm Caitlin.
Welcome.
Imagine if we did the whole podcast like this.
Is this a Jonah cast? Are you kidding me?
Oh, hi.
Well, I ain't stopping. No, I probably should.
Hi.
Hi, Caitlin.
This is a lot of talking.
It's a fuck ton of talking.
It's so much talking in this
minute.
It's
so much yap.
Yap. And then we got the grave at the end, and I was like, fuck. I want to see more of this.
I want to see Adam come out in his funereal garb.
Funereal.
In his funereal garb.
In his funereal garb.
His funereal garb. That's a good name.
There's just something about Boston accents which are very fun to do. I've talked to you before about doing Lobby Hero, and I think we would be very good in it, both
Lobby
of us.
Lobby Hero. Yeah?
And you need to read it. I've sent it to you. You got to read it.
I know. I started.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. But I'm a bad friend. I tell you who isn't a bad friend. Reki.
Reki.
Reki is not a bad friend.
I love this. I love this minute too because it caused so much speculation of what Reki was, what Reki said.
After the finals, do you just want to make out or something?
We should go get a bite to eat.
We should go get some.
Oh, we're insufferable.
Bit of pippo.
Some bit of pippo.
So specific. We should go get a Nutella swirl with bit of pippo.
Oh, my God. Bless.
Check out Peter Pippo.
Get it. This was cute though because there's some stuff that I forgot. Like I forgot that he was pushing himself with his feet when he first, with his hands when he started.
he's still pushing himself with his feet. Yeah, that was funny.
Like I had a flashback. I had a flashback of him like crouching down on the ground in that first beef and just like pulling himself along with his arms to get started. That made me giggle.
That's right. Yeah. There's a bit here where I think the dub got something wrong, but in regards to that reminiscing.
Oh, switching the boards out?
Yeah. Were they talking about episode 1 where he left the wrong board?
Yeah, I think that's what they thought. Like, I think that's what they were trying to reference, but it didn't quite work in the dub.
Well, no, in the English it just sounded like, thanks for this board you just made me.
Yeah, it was weird.
Like, I feel like they forgot the reference.
Yeah, same.
Because I was like, it must be, like, they're obviously talking about Reki swapping out the wrong board, like, bringing the wrong board, and that's how all this started. Because he had to use Reki's board.
Yes.
Or he had to, that prompted
they
the
had
whole
to
thing.
Use
that
the crap
the inciting
board.
Incident.
It wasn't Reki's board, it was just, like, a shit board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I loved that he said gudu gudu in the Japanese. I heard that.
Oh.
I think it's like the taping, the feet.
There's a like few gudu bits gudu. That I loved in the Japanese, where like mochiron. I always love when they say that. Mochiron. Yeah. And then there was a bit that Reki did that was really cute after he said switching the boards out. That bit was really cute as well in the Japanese.
Felt like there was a lot of yearning from Japanese Reki.
Mm.
The yearn meter was dialed up.
To 11.
Yeah. Yeah. Should we watch it? I haven't started, have you?
Kind of. I'm at like 6 seconds.
Yeah.
It was nice though to kind of like reminisce back to episode one.
It was lovely.
It's been like 3 years since we talked about it.
Hmm. It's reminiscing for us too.
Yeah. Yeah, far out. What the fuck?
Sad.
The epitome of ridiculousness.
The epitome of ridiculousness. The epitome of ridiculousness.
He's 16. You're telling me he knows what epitome means?
Epitome.
Epitome.
He couldn't even read something on a magazine. He couldn't even read the difference between fun and fan.
Oh, my God.
Fan, Dayol, fan. I'm grateful for you instead of thank you.
That fucked me up that he said I'm grateful for you.
What the fuck? Longer with the, like, emotional intelligence.
Yeah.
With the, I don't, what do you call it? The delivery of praise?
Yes. Words of affirmation.
Words of affirmation. That's what I was looking for. Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
The made up love languages.
Yep. Yeah, far out. Yeah. They really did just make them up so that men could ask for sex, didn't they? No, literally, like that. Yeah, that's actually literally why the guy who invented them wanted men to have a reason to say that physical touch was their love language, and so women.
Really,
that,
that's messed up, bro. Because it's not only dudes who love sex, and not, and also, I have to say, not all men.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. That's basically the reason he invented it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, physical touch is my love language. Have you heard of these?
Yeah.
No, it's weird. It's in this magazine.
Yeah, it's in this magazine.
Yeah.
So you have to give that to me, or you're not respecting the way that I need to receive love.
Mm.
That's on you.
It's over. Did you see, sorry for the bear chat.
No, I love it.
Did you see the people pulling apart the table scene.
I saw bits of it. I didn't get deep into it or anything, but I saw people talking about it.
Mm. Yeah. It's basically a sex scene.
Yeah. Mm. I saw someone say that. I was like, wow, that's not how I interpreted it, but sure.
It's a juicy interp.
Yeah, juicy for sure. Yeah. It made me want to go back and rewatch the scene so that I could see if I was picking up on what they were putting down, you know?
I definitely obviously noticed the position change.
Yes.
When they changed positions. It's obvious, like, bodies in motion type movement.
Yeah.
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 But maybe I'm just, like, too not that granular watching everything like that. Like, I'm more
sometimes a scene is
I'm
just
like,
a scene and not.
So, yeah. And, like, I'm reacting more to who's in major and who's in minor and how that shifts.
Yeah.
Especially in that relationship, it's constantly shifting.
Yeah.
Because you'd think Kami would always be in major, but he's not.
No, no.
Mm.
No, it's interesting in Terp.
Mm.
Do you know Succession season 4 premiered a year ago today? And I'm where did that year go?
Get out of here.
Where did that year go?
Are you telling me that by the time we finish this podcast, Succession ending will have been a year ago?
Yeah.
That's mental.
Yeah,
bro.
It's fucked.
That is actually messed up.
Like,
did you see? Sorry, this is. Did you see? Our new segment.
Did you see? Where we just talk about the Twitter timeline.
Did you see? somebody mentioning Kendall to Jeremy.
I think I sent it to you.
They're like,
they're like, I miss Kendall, and he's like, I don't.
I don't. Yeah, loved that. And did you see protesters interrupted the play that he's in?
Really?
Yeah. Because there's like a whole town hall segment sequence where they ask questions of, hit my microphone, where they ask questions of planted actors in the audience.
Oh.
But I didn't know that they were doing that play because they're doing that play in England at the moment as well.
What
with
play
Matt
is
Smith,
it?
Enemy of the People.
Oh.
Yeah, by old mate. Yeah. You know the guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Norwegian or some shit. Who is it?
No,
you know the guy.
No, I actually don't. I'm not familiar with this one.
you'd know it.
Probably.
It's about climate change, or at least they're making it about climate change.
Oh, right. Gotcha.
It's Henrik Ibsen. Henry Gibson.
Yeah, gotcha. Oh, Jeremy Strong loves an Ibsen. Didn't he just do the other one, Doll's House? Isn't that Ibsen too?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, he just did Doll's House, didn't he?
Henry Gibson. Yeah. Enemy of the People. Mm. Go see it at your local Broadway or West End theatre. With one of two
just be,
famous male actors.
Yeah, just be really grateful, you UKs and you USians, that you have access to very good theatre.
We have access to good theatre here too. Don't give me that look.
Yeah, the same musical that's been running for 20 years.
Wicked. Yeah, get around it. Wicked's great. No, I'm kidding. I don't want to see it again. I could have seen it for free, and I literally didn't. Yeah. I was like, I've seen it, brother. I've seen it.
Hamilton coming back. It's like, guys, we've seen
it. It's only
it.
Coming back Everyone's to Sydney, though. I thought it was coming back to Melbourne.
Everyone's seen it.
Yeah, we need new theatre.
Yeah.
But we have good theatre, I think. We just don't have much of it in Melbourne. We do. I feel like Sydney's got the lion's share of it.
Yeah. That was wrong of me to say. We don't have bad we have good theatre. It's just the volume of it is not easily enough. Accessible, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not a lot. And it is the same people
in every show.
Over and over.
Yes.
Yeah. No every new blood. Skate the Infinity. Skate. Is that the end of Did You See?
That's the end of Did You See. Did you see the way that Ricky looks at Lunga?
Oh my god, we're back. That's going to be a great spot for Ned.
Bless.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
And then, yeah, he thanks him for switching the boards out. Ha 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 ha.
Yeah, Ricky's a switch.
Oh, bless.
I loved the Japanese here where he's like, Sokokayo!
Yeah, that was the part I loved.
And then Lunga's really free little laugh. He laughs so heartily.
Like, I don't think I've seen Lunga laugh that much. He's so cute. And then they get serious again. I love that. I love getting serious after a laugh. It's always so like, ooh.
But seriously.
Moody. You after better win. Finals,
you better win.
You better win.
You better fucking win. Also, after the finals are over.
Then we get the knee shot again.
But it's this time it's a lonely knee.
Yeah, it's
knee.
A lonely knee.
Mm-hmm. Mia and Shadow being like just over the other side of the chair made me lol.
So funny, because like, are they just like eavesdropping on this combo?
Listening, like, they're just sitting there like,
Like if I was Mia, I'd turn around, I'd be like, just fucking kiss already. Kylie, I can't stand it anymore.
Cut the foreplay, just fuck.
Oh my god, you drive me mental.
So what did Reki say?
Yes. So I mean, I think potentially what he's said is that like let's like race each other, or like let's do our own race, or like let's just beef. Skate together. But I don't know. People speculated a lot because I don't think we ever find out what he said.
Damn.
Yeah.
Let's
Fuck.
Caitlin. That so rude. Whoa.
I'm sorry. Oh, no.
Oh, that's funny.
I didn't mean to be crude.
What do they say? Yeah, I love that skateboarding together. I love that.
I think that's what it was. It was like, you know, let's do a little skate together. You know, just
what
you and me.
What if we go snowboarding together?
Oh, that'd be cute as heck.
In season two.
Damn, there better be some snowboarding.
Better be.
Better be some snowboarding.
Japan is ripe. They love snowboarding.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. They've got a great setup for it. Like, Lunga's like, my mom wants to take me to the snow. Do you want to come? Ha ha. And then they get there and, like, Joe and Kaoru are there on their honeymoon.
Yeah. Kaoru owns a chalet.
Yeah. Perfect setup.
Mia's there at the campus for the private school he goes to.
Oh, my God, yes. Absolutely.
Timber Top.
Yeah.
And Shadow.
Shadow is just there. He's performing.
He's performing.
I don't know. He's
he's doing the flowers for Matcha Blossom's wedding.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. Perfect.
Yes. Yeah, he's a florist.
You've nailed it.
So the boys become traffic.
Yes, they get into traffic. Somehow very quickly, because they're still on the road, and then they're like at S suddenly. But there are lots of people piled up. Lots of people turned up to see this beef.
Nandaro? So I'm still in Japanese. It was a good Japanese minute.
It was a good Japanese minute,
yeah. It's a good Japanese show.
Oh, yes. Of course. Also, Joe looks so tiny.
Outside the car. It's so funny how they're all just staring straight ahead.
Oh, it's so funny.
No one's like doing anything to investigate or anything. They're just
sitting there. Kaoru isn't going to put his mask on again, is he? He's just going to be like,
no,
raw dogging it.
You'll have to work. You'll have to walk it from here, folks.
A big tree fall over.
Big tree fall over.
Into the middle
purpose?
Of the... I guess there was a storm, so...
The rain?
The big rainstorm.
Did it ruin the dodgy luck?
Maybe.
Is this the death of dodgy luck?
It might be. It looks like it knocked over one of the side fences into the middle of the... into the road. Classic. I don't think we've heard one of the other Red Caps talk this entire show.
No.
Only ever Tadashi.
And all of a sudden it's like, crowd control.
Yeah.
You'll have to walk it. That feels like such a colloquialism. Like
you'll have to walk it.
Like that's just that guy's accent who is the voice actor.
Oh, yeah.
But I guess it fits the mouth flaps too.
Yeah. You'll have to walk it from here.
Makes sense. You'll have to walk it from here.
I say that.
Yeah, so do I.
You have to walk.
Maybe it is
here.
Just English.
I think so.
You'll have to walk it. You'll have to walk the rest of the way. Walk it up.
They
have to walk it up, fam.
The boys look concerned for a minute, but then they're like, "Actually, it's fine."
Ricky even gasps, and then it's like Adam has to walk too. And I was just like, "That's so weird."
That's so weird. Adam isn't walking. Adam is helicoptering it.
He has a helicopter. And that's he's clearly real. Going to use it. Yes. Have helicopter will fly.
Yeah, of course he is.
That's going to be on his tombstone.
Oh,
shit. What did I just do? Oh, fuck. I accidentally turned my keyboard into UK mode.
No.
Jesus, no. Why do UK keyboards? Okay. You invented English. Why is your keyboard wrong?
Oh, no. Is it?
Or have we just been given the American keyboard as normal? All the symbols are different.
Oh, really?
So, like, where your at symbol and everything like that are, they're all different.
Is it like
on the UK keyboard.
That, like, Valentina's laptop, I cannot stand typing on it.
Italiano.
Yeah, but it's in English. Like, it's an English.
Maybe it's European.
Everything's English. But, like, the at's in the wrong spot. Oh, no, she heard me.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck.
We're in trouble. The fuck are you talking about? The fuck are you saying about my keyboard?
Not talking shit about your laptop. I love your laptop.
Oh God, the things we do.
Bye. Bye. She says bye.
Bye, Valentina, forever. You talk shit about my keyboard. She's in the other room right now putting her keyboard in one of those handkerchief stick bindles.
Walking away.
Just the laptop.
Over her shoulder. You don't want my laptop, you can't have me.
The sad aunt meme.
Oh,
Adam has to walk to cut to a grave.
Cut to a gravestone. This is sick.
So extra.
So cool. This guy that's kneeling down in the front, so cool.
He's from like that movie. Ruined it. I fucking ruined it.
Which movie?
The one about the rainforest getting destroyed.
Ferngully?
Ferngully.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, he looks like he's from that.
Yeah, he does a bit. Looks like a bit pixie earish.
Yeah, little fairy boy. I can't say that.
I love Ferngully.
Ferngully. I think Mitch did some fan art of it recently.
He did. Her smoking a cigarette. I was like, great.
Randomly.
I'm sure
love
it's
you,
a
Mitch.
Reference
come on the podcast.
Something. Yeah, Mitch, we miss you. We've got to get him on before we finish.
Yeah, Mitchell, tell us your schedule.
Yeah. We'll do it.
We all work full time. It's cool now.
Yeah, it's crew. We'll go free time.
Looks like a gravestone.
Is this the finish line?
And then before anything else, you can hear the start of a bell as it cuts to like another shot.
And it's kind of like, it's like a little bit of organy music. Like it's just like warming up organy music.
The organist is stretching his fingers.
Oof. And then, yeah. Oh, I'm so excited. That's it.
Something's going to happen.
Something is going to happen very soon and I can't wait.
We're going to see how quickly the boys walk up the hill.
How far they have to walk, I guess.
Like last time when they were outside for the whole beef and then suddenly they're inside the warehouse. And I guess the finish line isn't in the warehouse for this beef.
No, it's not. It's the grave. Mm. The grave.
So have we changed the course again?
Yeah, it's a different course. It's the course that he did in that flashback that's like the up high one.
Where he killed down
where he
low.
Killed that guy.
Mm.
Well, I don't know if he killed him, but you know.
Again, it was Spectre Thieving, had a thing about like an eagle. We'll get to it.
Okay.
I'll remember.
Okay.
That's the minute.
Let's see, what was your favorite moment?
I'm grateful for you.
Cute.
What was yours? That was just me saying I'm grateful for you, Katie.
Aw, Jono. There were a few minutes in the Japanese that I really loved, just in that scene with Reki and Langa.
Machiron
was great. Yeah, the bit where Reki was like, meh, 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 was great.
We respect the Japanese
language. Oh, I'm so sorry. I don't know. I think I got really excited when I saw the gravestone. Like, I was like, oof.
Me too. Yeah.
Here we go,
had
babe.
Me pumped.
But that's probably mine. What was yours?
Quick little minute.
Wait, did you say yours already?
I'm grateful for you.
Grateful for you. That's right.
Yeah.
Bless.
Sweet. I am grateful for
I'm
you,
grateful
Caitlin.
I'm grateful for you too.
I'm grateful for our listeners.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for Skate.
We'd love to hear your feedback. If it's good.
Only if it's good.
On Twitter, infinite_minute, on X.
Or you can email us at infiniteminutepodcast@gmail.com.
Bye.
Bye.
Get out of here.
Get out of here, you
We need to go back to the accent we started with it, and now we're going to finish you with it.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.